everybody, and welcome to Cracking the Spine, episode 23. I'm Sean.
I'm Josh.
Zane? Oh, yeah, Zane's not here.
Zane went on vacation.
Zane's on vacation, having a birthday week-long celebration at Mardi Gras Carnival.
What are some other things that she's at?
Other things. The Super Bowl.
The Rose
Tournament Parade.
World Cup. Women's World Cup Tournament.
She found some of those mole people. She's partying with them. Anyway, Zane's not here.
Zane is a mole people.
Because if she was here, she'd be like, I'm Zane. These guys are stupid.
Hello, it's me, Zane.
Yeah, British Zane.
I'm very British.
Anyway, so we push on because Zane's not here. You know, we go anyway.
You're not going to rip into her like you did me. You're not going to say, I'm Zane and I have to dig dumb butt and poop on my face.
Isn't that what we just did?
I got way worse than that.
I can't do Zane's voice.
It's like this, she's very British, and she talks like this.
Hello, fellas. I'm a member of Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
In Hogwarts Academy, and I ride the magic horse.
Is that good enough?
That was great. All and right. Look, her waveform is perfect. It's all, it's like very quiet.
I'm going to have to push that level all the way up. It's just like she's here.
Or not. Who knows?
Anyway, Josh, did you read anything this week?
I have not consumed any media.
You really didn't open a book?
I didn't do anything. I've been like super busy.
So 3 weeks ago, I gave you A Head Full of Ghosts.
You gave me like 5 books.
Didn't touch it.
I haven't done anything.
I was going to give the fold to Zane to take on her vacation, and then you basically threw a tantrum last week.
I did.
So I gave you the fold.
Because I want you to give me stuff and not give her anything.
Okay, so but you didn't open either of them.
No.
Okay. Did you go to a movie?
No.
Did you... What'd you do this week?
I watched some Star Trek on the Netflix.
Okay. Next Generation? Yeah, of course Next Generation.
No, I watched some Voyager.
Okay.
Which not one's, even the good one.
Which one's Voyager? Is that 709?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And the Captain Janeway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There aren't, like, I was thinking about this. There aren't even, like, 10 good episodes of that show that I could tell you to, like, I think, like, 10 good episodes of a show is worth watching the show.
How many episodes, like, how many seasons was it on?
7.
Oh, my God. Now, that's the one, like, it's like Star Trek Lost in Space, right?
Yeah, they get sent to the different quadrant of the galaxy, and they gotta make their way back.
But they don't know where they are, right? It's literally like Lost in Space.
No, they know where they are. They know like what part they're. They know how to get home. They know how to direct their way home.
Okay, all right.
It's not Lost in Space where they're like, who knows where we are? Which was really dumb because like, of course you could find out where you are. There's like, if you're a spacefaring group of humans, you can know.
Did you ever see that movie?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie.
It's a terrible movie. It's a terrible movie, but...
Who's the evil man in that movie?
Gary Oldman.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
They thought it was going to be a trilogy. They had like a whole thing written for it. It's a good script. It's just not a good movie. But what I was going to say is that like it explains fairly well. Like they basically invent faster than light speed travel. So once you do that, like the science aspect of it goes right out the window.
Well, I mean, you could travel faster than light. There's science based in that. They're called wormholes.
But the theoretical.
No, they're real.
No, they're theoretical.
That's just like black holes?
Yes.
Those are real.
No, they're theoretical.
No, we found them.
All right, great. Awesome. So,
this is going to be a great show.
After Cha-Cha, Zane isn't here.
Would you fellas please stop your bickering?
Okay, all right, Zane. Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Fine, I guess. What did you read?
I'm still reading The Name of the Wind.
Okay.
By Patrick Rothfuss.
Yeah.
It's really good, but I feel like every time I'm like, I'm gonna start reading it. Nope, not gonna read it. Like I've been pretty busy this week too. Like, just family stuff going on.
Well, you gave me A Head Full of Ghosts, and I feel that way about that. I'm sort of like, I don't know if I'm ready.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I do that with movies sometimes too, where like I haven't watched Gone Girl, and I'm like, I'm just not...
Oh, I'm never going to watch that movie.
Actually, there
were two people that work in the store that were talking about it, and yeah. I, like, walked past, and I was like, this was when it was out in the theater. And I'm like, listen, guys, I haven't seen it, so please don't talk too loudly. They're like, okay, spoil... Like, the next thing out of their mouths was the ending of the movie.
I don't want to know.
I'm not going to say
I've been...
But it was like, I was like, well, I turned around, I'm like, did you really just do that? And they were like, oh, sorry. Like, literally, like I hadn't even said anything to them.
I don't like people in general.
I'm like 110 pages in, but it's like a 700-page book.
That's crazy.
And there's a part of me that feels like I want to quit on it just because it's so long. Yeah. And there's other stuff I want to get to, but I'm not going to. I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I do that with long books, too. I, like, take breaks, and then, like, eventually you're like, I took, like, a 5-month break.
Yeah, right? And that sometimes, like, when that happens, you almost have to go back and start again. all over again. Because, like, yeah, that was months ago, and...
I don't remember anything. Exactly. I've got a pretty good memory, though. Like, does that with, like, read to me?
Oh, the Neal Stephenson?
I did that a lot with that. I was like, okay, and I'm still, like, taking a break with it. It's just, there's so much in that book that's just, like, I don't know. It's so long.
And we got an email from a listener who wanted to suggest some horror stuff to us.
Horror?
Yes, horror.
No, Josh, he said horror.
Good God, Zane.
His guy's name was Greg Gross.
Okay.
I'm sure he's heard it.
Well, I don't get it.
Gross, last name Gross.
Oh!
Yeah, he's heard it. Sorry, Greg.
I tried to be nice.
No, I know. I feel like, I'm a bully now.
It's okay.
If it makes you feel any better, Greg, I'm a grown man and I'm 5'5", so make fun of me for being short.
Also, you got called Sean Curran a lot.
And Seen. Yeah, that was the other one. Seen Curran. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Greg suggested for our horror conversation, Prayer for the Dying by Stuart Onan. Mm-hmm. And he said it's unique because it's written in the second person, and this aspect really draws you into the panic, tragedy, and despair that you, the protagonist, experiences. So we'd actually talked about the second person voice in literature before as it pertained to the Choose Your Own Adventure novels.
Oh, yeah. You go into this and...
those are kids' books.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe I'll give that one a shot somewhere down the road.
Yeah,
so
maybe for you, Sean, but they're very advanced for me.
Fair enough. Especially since you can't read a book in 3 weeks.
I'm not very good at reading a book in 3 weeks. Also, I can't make a decision.
I'll make a decision for you. Read one of the books I gave you.
All right. I'm really excited about your wormhole book.
All right.
Your book of theoretical science, apparently.
Well, it is a work of fiction.
Also, Albert Einstein was a man.
Uh-huh.
And he did math problems.
Okay.
Wormholes. They're real.
Theoretical.
It could
just
be real.
Like math. All right, great.
Look, Star Trek Deep Space Nine is real.
I thought you were watching Voyager.
But Deep Space Nine is the one with the wormhole in it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not real. Because there's no interstellar travel.
All right, it's been a good podcast. I gotta go.
All right, then on that note, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're gonna have a conversation about probably something that's gonna be a little bit like contradictory this week. So stick around for that after the break. We'll be right back.
Thank you ever so much for listening this week. We do so appreciate it. If you're listening on the iTunes or Android Marketplace, we would really, really like it if you rated us and wrote a review, letting us know what poppins you think of us. Also, you can get in touch with us on the Facebook. We're on the Facebook, and you can find us on Twitter. We're at Cracking Spine. If you care to drop us an email from your lorry, you can send it to crackingthespineshow@gmail.com.
.uk. Hello and welcome back to Cracking the Spine. I am still Josh.
I'm still Sean, and Zane is still British.
Dead to me. I mean British.
I mean not here.
I mean dead to me. That's what I meant.
It's episode 23. You know what that means?
That's a good luck number.
It's the Michael Jordan episode.
Or LeBron James?
He's number 6. Oh, yeah.
No,
when he came
went back.
To, yeah, no.
Zane that's... said we could talk about sports. Thanks, Zane.
She basically insisted that we talk about sports. Thanks, Zane.
Did you read this?
Make sure you speak of cricket.
Cricket.
And other adventurous pastimes.
What's the name? Quidditch.
You quit it. No. Quidditch. Yeah, that's the one. Anyway,
what are we talking about this month?
This week we're talking about, I think we decided comedy, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about comedy.
And comedy and writing, and so...
Let's just talk about whatever we want.
No, we could, theoretically. But we got to give the people what they want, and the people want comedy.
They
I know
do.
That because Zane told me from vacation that was a good topic.
I like how Zane is, like, doing work for the podcast.
Yeah.
While she's in a different country.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
She's not in the... She is.
No, she is. She's in the South.
She's in the South.
She's in a different country.
They have their own flag, apparently. I've heard some things about this. Speaking of comedy.
Yeah, all right.
Have you heard about this? Have you heard about this flag?
So, comedy. I was thinking about it earlier, and I sort of think comedy writing is harder even than writing drama.
It's so strange to me, honestly. Like, I never even think about reading a comedy book.
Right.
Because there are so many different versions of comedy. Like, you can get comedy anywhere in like almost any different style.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy, you got that, you know, you got comedy films, comedy shows.
And like in just in the literary world, you've got like, you know, if you go over to the humor section, mm-hmm. there's like the Uncle John's bathroom readers.
Right, right.
Where it's
oh,
like
yeah.
just like funny factoids.
Yeah.
But then you've also got like the comedian of the hour who got a book deal, like
right.
Aziz Ansari just wrote a book. Or
what are you sorry for?
What's that girl's name? The girl.
Amy Schumer?
No. I actually wouldn't mind reading an Amy Schumer book. The one we don't like. You and I don't like. HBO show Girls.
Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Lena Dunham got a book deal. Mindy Kaling's about to publish her second book this fall. Tina Fey.
I don't know if I would. I don't know. I'm sure those books are like funny.
Right.
But like, I don't know if I'm, like, that into reading a comedian's anecdote in a book.
Well, I actually was really, when the Tina Fey book came out, it's called Bossy Pants, like, when that was coming out, I was actually really interested to read it because, like, she's local and she's huge now. She's, like, multinational, like, she's a brand.
Right.
And I was really interested to read, like, the life story of how Tina Fey came from Upper Darby and then became, like, Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, like, that book, it's like Liz Lemon wrote it.
Right.
Like, it's not, she doesn't let you in. Now, it's, I guess that's not what it's supposed, you know, it's not supposed to let you in.
Yeah.
But, like, it was disappointing. Like, I wanted to get the real scoop on, like, who she was. And, it, like, there's a lot of autobiographical stuff in there, but there's also a lot of, like, you know, ham-fisted punchlines.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
Do you think that they do that on purpose? So, like, I don't know. I often think that comedians, the natural, because like we both do comedy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I don't know if
We are both funny.
We're hilarious.
Really funny.
And there's no one else here to dispute that.
Super funny.
We're the funniest.
If anyone disagrees, speak up now. All right, yeah, we're funny. That's what it is.
That's science.
Zane, you had your chance. Look at that waveform right there.
Blank.
Total dead air.
Nothing.
Radio loves dead air. but you were saying.
I don't think that, like, a comedian would shut off enough. I know, I don't think I would. If I was ever famous enough that they were like, I want you to write a book about you, I don't think I would ever write a book about me that was like
the real
me, because it's not interesting, or at least it's not interesting for me to talk about enough, you know? I would put jokes in there, too.
Right.
I would like to think I would put jokes in there like that pertain to my life and not just like you said, like the Liz Lemon bit, like she has a bit, right?
It's a character,
right? It's a character.
She's become
right.
the character of Liz Lemon,
but that's what people want,
right? But then like I read Steve Martin's autobiography, which is called Born Standing Up,
yeah,
and he lets you in, man.
Yeah.
That book is real.
Yeah, doesn't he talk about like how he was like just failed, like, constantly.
Yeah, it was his dream from, like, basically from as early as he can remember to just be in some form of show business. Mm-hmm. Like, he worked at a magic shop in Magic Mountain or mm-hmm. Six Flags, whatever that one, the one in California. No, Knott's Berry Farm.
I would not have known that.
But, like, he became, like a stage magician.
Yeah.
And then he did stand-up comedy, and then he wrote all those movies. And, like, at the end of the book, he's like, listen, I will never ever stand on a stage again and tell jokes.
Yeah.
He's like, I get people, you know, I get like comedians like Chris Rock and Robin Williams and like people who come up to me like you need to get back out and do it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not doing that anymore. That part of my career, I've done. I did it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
He's like
it.
The Beatles. Like the Beatles were just like,
we're not gonna perform live anymore.
Do
yeah.
that anymore.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because like, I don't know, there's something to be said about stand-up comedy being what it is. I don't know if I could ever do it. I think eventually I could, but I wouldn't know if I could fail like Steve Martin.
Right.
And just be like,
and keep getting up over and over again to get it right.
I just died out there. I would just quit. I would just be like, no, I'm never doing that. So that's like, I respect like comedians like that. But the thing like with books and stuff like that, like you can just edit it and like,
right.
That's way better.
Right.
Writing material and then editing it is always better.
Like, you know? The Amy Poehler book, Yes, Please.
Yeah.
I think is a really good mix of, like, a lot of autobiographical, like, kind of deep stuff, but right. also layered heavily with jokes.
Yeah.
It's more aligned with what I was thinking I was going to get out of Bossy Pants from Tina right. Fey.
Well, it's tough, because, like, how far do you want to go, right? Like, do you want to just go full-blown ridiculous? Like, that would be funny to me. I think you have to go either or.
Well, it's like the Time Machine did it.
Yeah.
The John Swartzwelder book. Like, that book is just balls to the wall ridiculous all the way through, and it's laugh out loud funny.
That book made me laugh, like, a lot. Right? There were some really, really funny jokes in there.
There's, like, great setups and scenarios, and then just, like, written out jokes. Plotted, I wish that book wasn't out of print, because I'd be, like,
why
telling everybody.
Why is it out of print, though?
Because it didn't, because, you know, because nobody's buying
oh,
it.
Oh, nobody liked
nobody
it.
Nobody bought it, so, yeah. It was published originally in, like, 2001 or 2002.
It's ahead of its time, man.
Yeah, definitely.
When I was reading it, I was like, this is, like, poetry.
Yeah. There's another series of books like that called, and then they made it into a movie, which I actually loved, but it's the Pirates.
I don't know that.
They made the movie is Claymation, the same people that did Wallace and Gromit, the Aardman Studio.
Yeah.
And there's a whole series of them. There's like the Pirates, an adventure with scientists, the Pirate, an adventure with communists. and they're all like super, they're very British.
Yeah.
And they're super cheeky. Cheeky is the only word I can
think
of.
Yeah, that's like
it.
The Wallace and Gromit style.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like very like, ugh.
And like they tanked. Nobody except me likes them. And I don't understand. Like, that's the thing about comedy. Like, if it doesn't work for a big audience, you kind of shot.
I always feel like with like a comedy book, like even like a Tina Fey book, Joe America would just be like, why would I read a book with Liz Lemon when she's on my Netflix?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
you know, she's on the TBS every night. Why would I read a book?
But then what ends up happening is that, like, she'll go on NPR and, like, the whole This American Life crowd will, like, latch onto it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's, like, the nouveau, like, wannabe Algonquin Roundtable. And then you got, like, you know, and then you got the guys that are already in that circle, like David Sedaris.
Yeah.
Or John Hodgman, who was on The Daily Show, who's written a couple of books. Have you ever read
his book? Yeah, my cousin is big into the John Hodgman, and he's like, you gotta read his, like, science book whatever.
Areas of My Expertise.
Yeah.
Brilliant to write. Like, he's talk about jokes all over the place. Yeah. But, like, even in just, like, in fiction, like, a good novel has to have some funny parts in it, too.
Right.
And, like, I don't know. It's that thing of,
even,
like...
Well, good drama has to have funny parts in it.
Exactly, yeah, because you can't be down the whole time.
You like, just, yeah, I mean... Yeah.
You need to feel a range of emotions.
It can't be a, what's it called, like a Darren Aronofsky movie.
Oh, God, no, please, no.
You're just like, okay, I'm gonna die.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I probably could have, like, done a little more research on it. It's so hard because
it's
such a personal thing.
Like, it's such a huge range, and humor goes beyond even just, like, fiction or nonfiction. Like, it's even broader than that.
Yeah.
Like, in a weird way, because, like, it's been around forever. Humor's been around before fiction.
Yes.
So, like, how do you write a book that's, like, strictly comedy-based? Or I don't know, it's tough. You either have to, I think you go full-blown, or you go, like, realistic comedy, where you just tell, like, terrible stories about yourself, like, that happened to you.
Oh, like
you
know the, I mean? like the musician, like, drugged out on the road kind of thing.
Like, a full-blown, here's how crazy this was, and you, like, laugh at yourself, you know?
And then we've been getting a couple of books in recently, I can't remember any of the authors, but, like, guys that used to work for, like, Conan, or... That are, like, they're, like... How to be funny, like telling jokes professionally.
I would never.
And it's like, like as soon as you start reading it, it's like it strips away all of like if you need a book
to tell you
how to start writing jokes and like how to be funny, you're already like you're kind
of
lost.
The what's his name? The host of Family Feud. What's his name?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
He did a Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
He was talking about how he taught a class one time about like jokes, like how to write like comedy.
Did Jerry like completely call him out?
No. I'm not like a big Steve Harvey fan, but after I watched this, I was like, dude, that guy's great. Because he was like, I got in front of the class and I was like, you suck. You're not. That's why you're here. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. I can't tell you how to be funny.
You can't teach somebody how to be funny. Yeah. And you can't tell somebody else what is funny. Like, right. It's, again, like I said, why it's such a personal thing. Yeah. Like, if I have to explain to you why I'm laughing at a joke, I've already lost. I've lost you.
Right.
It's
very specific to your life experience.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. And in books, like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I think there are people who do it very well, but...
And then there's Ernest Cline.
And then there's... I was going to say, then there's people who, like, try to be funny.
They try so hard to shoehorn it in that it's, like, it comes off as so over the top. Like, okay, you're trying to...
Cringeworthy is a cringeworthy word for me.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
But the secondhand embarrassment I get from it is second only to, like, a cappella groups. When a cappella groups just start singing, and you're like, okay. I get it.
I like a good barbershop quartet. I like a good barbershop quartet, bro.
I watched a video the other day of this a cappella group ordering at Starbucks.
All right,
I was like, okay, I can't. I felt like I needed to go to take a shower or something. I don't know.
Hello.
It was stupid. I don't know.
They went to a Starbucks? Yeah, that's big. No.
I don't think they should have done that, you know?
Zane! Comedy!
We're good at it.
We are pretty good at it.
I don't know, have you read any just, like, straight-up comedy books,
though? Like...
Besides The Time Machine Did It and, like...
Oh, you mean, like, novels?
Yeah, that are just straight, like, farcical comedy novels?
They're few and far between.
That's what I thought, because I don't think I've ever come across one except for The Time Machine. When you gave me that book,
Machine Did It, like the Pirates books, like I said. Nothing else really springs to mind. But like I remember, you know, when George Carlin was alive, George was writing. Yeah. He was writing books like Brain Droppings or there was one that has Jesus in the title. I can't remember what it is. But that was just like his material typed out in a book format. You know,
well,
what I
that
mean?
Worked because George Carlin was very like. Here's how it is, and that works better as a bit in a book. Like, you can write that as a written form.
It's like a manual.
Right.
It's like
a manifesto. A manifesto. I don't know. I think, like, a lot of times comedy books get, like, stuck on, like, bits. Like, the whole book is a bit.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it, like, kind of turns people off, I think, because they're like, why would I read a book that's a joke?
It's just one bit from start to finish.
Yeah, like, why would I... And like, a lot of them are really funny. Like, that Megan Amram book, like, Science for Her or whatever.
Dude, that book is so funny, it's actually so good that it just goes over everybody's head.
Dude.
Like, I had it on my staff picks here at the store for a while, and I didn't sell a single copy of it. And I was talking to one of the women that works here, and I was like, have you had a chance to look through that? And she was like, no, it's disgusting. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, that's so sexist. Why would you write a book called Science for Her? And I was like, do me a favor. Just go over and like flip through it. And she came back and she was like, oh my God, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it is. Like, it's Megan Amram.
She's hilarious.
She's Harvard educated. Yeah. Like, she knows what she's doing. And she's brilliantly funny.
Yeah.
But like, that book was a bit from start to finish and it missed. It missed the audience.
Right. It's too smart. And it's too smart of a joke for book readers, which is bizarrely backwards, because you would think that if you were reading books, like, there's a connotation that, like, you read into things, and you read between the lines, and the subtext, and all those things, but I think books are sort of viewed as, like, factual objects, like, artifacts of knowledge or something.
Yeah, and it's like, even though it's in the humor section, and even though I wrote a description that was like, this is really funny, everybody's like, nah, it's not for me. Like, another one I had, excuse me, wasn't a funny book. It was a book called American Cornball, and it was like, it's like an encyclopedia.
Right.
It's written alphabetically of things that used to be funny and why we thought they were funny.
Okay.
Like why is there that thing in comics where you throw a shoe out a window to stop a cat from singing?
Right.
Why do we think it's funny when a safe falls on somebody's head?
Right.
Why is divorce funny? And it was it was written like encyclopedia, like, you know, where all the origin of these jokes came from. And I love stuff like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
I should loan that one to you.
That's awesome.
It's a great book. And
why do people throw shoes at cats?
Well,
they're having sex outside?
Because they've thrown everything else. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay, because they've
already... Because you've thrown everything else out, and the last thing you have is your shoe.
Yeah, that might not fly in a routine now.
That's the thing, yeah. much like, you know, like anvils. Like, why are anvils funny? Like,
yeah.
Find me somebody
who's really heavy, Sean.
Exactly. But yeah, like, and that book again, like, that, when that book came in, I saw it and I was like, wow, it's like, it's not quite a coffee table book, yeah. but it's somewhere between like a nice hardcover and a coffee table book.
Yes.
And I saw it and I was like, yo, I'm going to hand sell the hell out of this book right. over Christmas. I didn't sell a single copy yeah. because it's that thing of like,
it's novelty.
It went over everybody's head. And
it's just, I think you nailed it when you said coffee table book. And I think coffee table book is a term that isn't funny anymore. That coffee table book should be in that book about things that aren't funny anymore. Because people are like, why don't I get a coffee table book?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I'd like a tea table book.
God.
For we drink tea in my nation. God save the Queen.
It's 4th of July almost.
Seriously.
Actually,
Jane.
It's not. It was.
It was almost the 4th of July.
We don't record this earlier.
So time travel. You got it, dude.
Wormholes.
Confirmed. All right, on that note, let's go ahead and take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up Michael Jordan cracking the spine.
All the stars arise, the seasons pass us
by. Welcome back to Cracking the Spine, episode 23. Sean here.
Josh there.
Wormhole.
Confirmed.
All right, so that's a good show.
We had a good show. It was a little smoother,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, without... It smells good in here tonight.
Yeah, there's yeah. no fart essence.
Yeah, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like I need to put my pants back on anytime soon. You know, just the usual guy stuff.
Yeah.
We are in a locker room in a steam bath, by the way, guys. I don't know if
That's
I told you
true.
That this
the
week.
Computer is really getting a yeah, workout. I'm worried. They love being hot.
I'm worried about the steam collecting inside of my computer. But at least Zane's not here. Anyway.
I've never done that. I've never been in a steam room.
I think I have. I'm sure I have.
But what do you do with your penis?
You wear a towel.
Yeah, but...
What?
Come on.
Well,
I ain't gonna block nothing. You know?
I don't have a strong enough memory of it that, like...
Maybe you blocked it out. Because it's too traumatic.
Show me on the doll.
Where the steam room touched you. Everywhere.
All right, so what are some funny novelists that we missed? Because we only talked about two, really.
I was talking to you during the break about the David Wayne Tumblr.
Oh, right.
I don't remember the name of it at the moment. Dom, our friend Dom, bought it for me, actually. I think he bought it for me.
Okay.
I own it, so I don't know where I got it. Maybe it just showed up.
Wormhole. Yeah.
That's how it works.
So, yeah, hit us up, on, you know, you got the earlier mentions of how you can get in touch with us. So, yeah, we'll be back next week. Zane will be here.
Maybe.
And,
if she doesn't get conscripted into the Confederacy.
That could happen.
They're coming back.
Although I don't
think... They will rise again.
Yeah. Went really well for them the first time.
And
all
they're
right,
going to
anyway.
Pick Zane because she's real small. Bullets just go right over her.
And she could be like a spy.
I'm not from the South, y'all. I'm not from the South, y'all.
All right, anyway, from Doylestown, Pennsylvania, where it's raining, and it was raining last week, too.
It never rains men.
We'll get into that more next week on Cracking the Spine. Thanks for listening.
Dramatic reading from Monologue, What Makes America Laugh Before Bed, by John Max. Read by Sean.
So John Max, just so you know, is a 7-time Emmy nominee and 22-year writer for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Page 69.
Ooh, perfect. It's like we freaking planned that.
Here is a sample monologue that Jay did on the night of October 21st, 2013. Why am I having you look at this particular monologue? I had just won $5 in the lottery playing the numbers 10, 21, 13.
Boom.
Keep in mind that this was the height of the Obamacare website debacle, and the Dodgers had just choked.
Timeless. Evergreen.
Kind of a rough day today. A friend of mine was given 6 months by his doctor, not to live, to sign up for Obamacare. I gotta admit, I don't quite understand how the whole Obamacare thing works. Like, the other day I got a flu shot, but it was from a drone.
Wow!
Like the combining different elements of the government.
What? No, he didn't!
The president spoke today about it, you know, regarding the Obamacare website glitches. The president said he's bringing in the best and the brightest to solve the problem. Here's my question. Why didn't he bring the best and the brightest in the first place? This is typical Washington. They only bring in the best and the brightest as a last resort! You know what's going to happen once they bring in the best and the brightest? More American jobs go to India. There you go, right there.
Are we in the Fox News book again this week?
The president was very blunt this afternoon. He said there's no sugarcoating the problems with our healthcare website. See, that's a mistake. We Americans, we love sugarcoating. If you sugarcoat something, Americans will buy it. The more sugar, the better. In fact, sugar is the reason we have Obamacare in the first place.
It's true. I love candy.
Jay, classic Jay.
Did you hear about this, boy? Boy, this is unbelievable.
This is the longest.
The LA Dodgers are offering Clayton Kershaw a $300 million contract. Imagine how much more he'd get if he could beat the Cardinals. How much more would that be? $300 million. How do you even negotiate that? I'll give you $280 million. Come on, the man's got to eat.
Yeah, we're gonna call it there, because that has been a dramatic reading.
From monologue, What Makes America Laugh Before Bed? America Laugh dot 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 before bed by John Max.
Jolly good show.